And also to develop a sense of solidarity with our sisters strewn around this world and throughout time. Our art director, who's my good friend Rob, will also help us to worship using the art piece installation that we've been interacting with this season. Feel free to stand up, move around, or sit back and listen to where it is you are able. And let's get started with the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, which, as I was saying before, has some strange language in it because it's written in a kind of dead dialect of English that was, exclusively used for speaking to kind of like nobility or like in a very reverent kind of way to someone who is above you, like a king or a noble or something like that. And a lot of hymns and a lot of translations are translated by the Bible in this way because that was how people were approaching God. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Something I really like about this hymn, and I feel the way that's really an easy way to use it and enter into it, is that it combines both that reverence for God, for God's eminence, and it also has a very vulnerable, very open, very raw kind of relation and weakness and calling on God to help us in our struggle. So let's sing that together. Come now, fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some
Hi. Thanks, team. I'm Rob. This is our fifth week of interacting with the installation in the back, but as you may have noticed, it's slowly being deconstructed. The first week, we placed boxes in the formation to represent the things that block us up. The second week, we wrote the things that we need to let die in order to allow Christ's love to grow. Then we lit candles near the things written and encouraged each other. Last week, we began taking the boxes apart and placing them around the room to break them up. Tonight, while the music team plays an instrumental and the rest of the set, we'll go to the station in the back, light a candle, and take it to a box along with three or four other people. We'll place the candles on the boxes and hold hands to pray for the things written and for each other while in these small circles. Let me encourage you, though, to take your time and to not rush. You might even want to stop at the station, at the altar for a moment, to clear your head and heart as a means to prepare yourself to join the group. The concept we're working with is that we have to share our lives to be free. The more we live in secrecy, the more darkness tightens its grasp. Your candle represents Christ's light in your life, so take it, share it, and cherish it. There are some in this room who have experience with what you've been fighting. There are some who could speak truth into the heaviness you carry. Our relationship with Christ is individual and communal in nature. Salvation for each, but it's worked out as we live and interact with others. You are the beloved daughter and son of the Most High. Share the grace and love you have received with each other so the world might know the radical love available through the sacrifice of Christ. Thank you.
new wine is a metaphor for new life offered to us in Christ. The wine has come to those who are in our love.